It's a little bit tenuous on a Sunday like this, where we gather together as family, as church, also living in a nation, and the whole moment of the separation of powers kind of thing, you know, latently bouncing around in the back of our heads, perhaps. What's the message here today? We have the Christian flag on the right, the national flag on the right, the national flag on the left, sorry. Wait, I was right the first time. At any rate, the flags are here. And, you know, there's this kind of thing of, you know, what's the relationship here of all of these in proximity to one another? And underneath all of that is really what's my relationship, what's our relationship as Christian people living in the land? And how do we connect Christ with that moment and that seeming separation, I believe, comes together in Jesus, allowing us to receive the forgiveness of our sins and to know ourselves as children of God, not by our own way or work or merit or anything that we can do, but simply by what God has done to, for, in us, through Christ, our Savior, who has come, is born of Mary, serves the will of God to the point of his death, descends to hell, as we've just confessed, to proclaim victory over Satan and death and all those powers, and to proclaim the imminent moment of his return and restoration of all things to the way that God created and intended them to be. And so introduces then this question or this thought of, well, what is natural? You know, what was in creation and the dawn of time? What is natural? And we see a lot of this, particularly in the I see it in the grocery aisle. You know, the foods that have been made using, you know, the normal stuff of agriculture and what have you, and then this separate category of those things that organic. You know, do you remember the day when we were simply encouraged to eat our vegetables, you know, to have a balanced diet and what have you, and all that mattered was it was vegetables or fruit, you know, kind of thing. Now this kind of ramped up, you know, a new level of vegetables and fruit, and I'm not knocking it, I'm just highlighting the change that has come. Eat what you want. I think you may do so in relation to God. Okay, you have that freedom. But then this whole business of, you know, nature and natural things being always good, I thought, I'm not sure that I'm comfortable with that. You know, is that in fact real, the sense of nature or natural always being right? And quickly, we could see how nature is not always right, as much as it frequently is good, but not always good. Having lived in California and time passed and suffered through some lesser earthquakes, you know, in which the magnitude, I forget, does it double or is it 100% for each increment? At any rate, there's huge space between a number 4 earthquake and a number 7 earthquake. And I have to tell you, as much as a number 4 earthquake kind of rumbles and tumbles your world in a way, a number 7 just, it puts you to the floor. I mean, it's serious, serious business. But the nature, in a way, assaults humanity in ways and at times. It's inherently there. There is this discord. I so wish I could have a more harmonious relationship with the cat who shares my domicile. Yeah. I visited some friends this week, and I have to say their cat was much more friendly to me as a guest than mine has been after 12 years. Okay. I have been faithful, feeding, watering, cleaning, and what have you, and their relationship is flat, flat. At any rate, I'm simply saying what is nature or even natural in a sense is at times something for us to question with a bit of caution, because nature and natural is also fallen, as is our nature, broken, in need of redemption, renewal, transformation. And to that end comes this question of, as much as we celebrate, the red, white, and blue, and our national freedom, is that the only expression of freedom? Aren't we, I ask, aren't we subtly bound? Aren't we subtly slaves, perhaps even of that which we do not recognize or know? The question may seem a bit as about as preposterous as the message of Jesus, the response to Jesus. We are Abraham's descendants and have never been slaves of anyone. I mean, what a preposterous statement considering their history in Egypt and the need for God's divine intervention on their behalf, the plagues, the crossing the Red Sea, the journey, but ultimately entering the promised land, that moment of fulfillment of which we look to the cross as a type, a similar in kind, a kind of reality. But perhaps are we slaves without our knowing? And this can show up for us in any number of ways. Think of it as a treadmill that are under your feet, and you are constantly required to keep the pace. How does this show up? Sometimes it's just a matter of profession. Am I keeping up with my field, Am I progressing? Am I growing? Am I being more productive? Am I being more efficient? And does all of this kind of amass and accumulate in a way that shows up in the bank at some point during the month? Is there growth and development? Or am I trudging away, day and night, trudging away? For some, it can be emotionally trudging away. Year after year, relationships flatline, stagnant, and wondering, is anything new? Is there life? Is there hope? Is there joy for me in the midst of all of this trudging along? Is it monetary, the treadmill, trudging along, paying the bills, keeping up, having enough? Will there be enough? Will I ever retire? Fill in the blank. Perhaps, as much as we are land of the free, there is an immense amount of slavery going on all around us. I'm talking far, far beyond human trafficking, all the addictions and the like. An immense amount of slavery. I propose, without Christ, we are in fact born as slaves. Born into it, and trudging along without perhaps ever really noticing. This is the story. You're a child of academics. These are the values. These are what is important. Succeed. Excel. It's your identity. Or Christ is my Savior. I am loved of God. He has indeed set me free. I am firm, established in the identity that He has given to me. I am enough. What I do is enough. I have enough. I have learned this beautiful secret of contentment. In Christ, we are sufficient for all things that God has given to me. And the in-between is a simple word, faith. Faith. Trusting in this God. Trusting in these words. Allowing the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, allowing these things to shape, to structure the norm of your life. Notice how internal each and all of those are. Love, joy, peace, all of that inside. Notice how the list just above it, the paragraph above, is also external. You know, the listing of sins that are there. External. What does this mean? Sin needs a body. That's it. Needs a body. Without a body is not. Not. As children of God, you belong to Christ the King. You have an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fail. Fade, there it is. But sin is constantly needing a body. And here we are in the tension of this business. And wrestling with ourselves and saying, oh, I'm so on a treadmill. And oh, I'm so weary, sick, and tired of this going and going. Oh, I need rest. I need peace. And Jesus' words, come to me, you who are weary and heavy burdened. Sounds like slavery. Whatever kind it may be, come to me, you who are weary and heavy burdened. Take up my yoke upon you. My load is light. That load, dear friends, is the load of love, joy, peace, forbearance, gentleness, and so on and so on. It is joyful. It is joyful. As citizens of the United States of America, we have a constitution that is founded on the very nature and authority of God from which flows all other authorities. And that authority is to enact, to carry out God's character and God's ways, to correct a misperception that's often attached to that phrase. Authority that misuses the moment or the opportunity to serve others is not rightful authority. Authority is defined by who Jesus is, who God is in and through Christ. And in that way, then, we recognize what freedom is for as well. Freedom is for loving one another. Freedom is for loving our God who has set us free from the burden of our consciences. Freedom to look to the commandments and say, ah, here is truth. Here is the Lord. Here is the referee of life. And we know life is really terrible. The game is awful if the refs are bad, if the authority is corrupt. As citizens of this country, we need a Savior, Christ Himself. And as citizens of this country, the country needs faithful, God-fearing, God-loving, Scripture-loving, Scripture-obeying people. The earth, the ground needs this. Nature is connected to us every bit as much as my cat is there, needs me, uses me, and strangely, also loves me. Life is tough, but we have a Savior in Christ our Lord, and He comes to set us free. Live your lives as His children. Love God. Love each other with the power of the gospel. Body, blood for you, for the forgiveness of your sins. Body, blood for you, to fuel your life as the child of God that you are. Come in peace. Come in the name of our Savior.